Good morning, everyone. It's a little after 9:30. We're waiting for a quorum, and when we have a quorum, we'll start the meeting. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for your patience. Apologize for starting late. I want to go ahead and call the meeting to order. I'm J.P. Matzekite, the chair of the City Utilities Committee. With me are Councilmember Smith, Councilmember Shook to my right, Councilmember Young to my left, and Councilmember Shepherd. We have a quorum. We're going to go ahead and get started. Like to adopt the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Councilmember Young and seconded by Councilmember Shook. Vote. Voice vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion moved. Next, I'd like to approve the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? Moved by Councilmember Shepherd and seconded by Councilmember Shook. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is to talk about the city utility goals and objectives for 2018. Just wanted to remind the committee that we are working on those and to please share your thoughts, and we'll take that up at the next meeting and work to get those adopted as soon as possible.
Can I just go ahead and ask y'all to record document for me one request, and that is the revisit of the public works, and I know this is going to be an interesting conversation, the proposed increase in sanitation bills, but for me it's just not about the increase. So let me just emphasize, it's not about the increase in sanitation bills. It is really about us really doing a thorough assessment based on, and I wouldn't mind asking that we do an inventory of trash in terms of how things are done in the city. In terms of that, I was at a board meeting yesterday with Keep Atlanta Beautiful, and we actually, with Commissioner Johnson, he's not here right now, but we had a discussion on some discussions on some of these ideas. But I would tell you, unless we do something, yesterday at the board meeting, he literally said that they are in the process right now of renting trucks because they are 38 trucks down. They're so broke that they can't be repaired. And in terms of our funding and our budget, we don't have money to replace them at this point. But we're going to have to. They're going to have to rent trucks because of services that we need. And so we talked about some other things in terms, just hypothetically, in terms of what we could do. We just finished this recycling study that we did last year. Colin, you remember the study they did? And you'd be surprised. I'm not going to talk about the report today, but it was really great. But one of the things that was even discussed in terms of the recycling is they did an assessment and they determined that we don't necessarily have to have recycling picked up every week. We can do it every other week, just as a recommendation, and a lot of cities do that. So if we don't have recycling picking up every week, and just that takes down on the manpower and a lot of things in terms of finances. So a lot of things were discussed yesterday at our KAB meeting in terms of that. But I really think that we don't need to just quietly sit here and think that we don't have a serious problem in the public works department in the sanitation area. And I think we have to come back and address it this year. So I like to put that on the agenda.
Thank you, Councilmember Shepherd. I agree that it's an important issue this committee needs to address. Thank you. Anyone else? Next item on the agenda is public comments pertaining to items on the agenda. We have one person signed up, Brother Anthony Muhammad. Yeah, could you give me the correct pronunciation of your name, please? Thank you very much.
See, get.
Kite, yes, kite. We both have kite, unusual kite, pronunciations.
Kite. Thank you very much. I am that I am an ancient African, melanated, monophysite, Coptic priest, Arius believer, one who said at the first ecumenical council of the Roman Catholic Church, among 300 Caucasian bishops and Constantine the emperor and said, I will not agree with this created image of a man you named Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Osiripius, the first pharaoh of Egypt, Caucasian. Mayotte Hotep killed black folk for 302 years. I come here and make this perfectly clear this morning, Mr. Chairman. We have been talking about a problem in my community, a sewer connection, watershed commission. I have been talking to Ms. Powell, who is the commissioner. I've been talking to Mr. Bocaro, who is the deputy commissioner. And I was told just this morning, well, Brother Muhammad, let me get this piece of paper here. Well, in the last administration, I hope you can see that. You see the same readers on that? And that they're going to come in Tail Road, down Tail Road, and fix the connection for those who want to be connected to the sewer system. I was told by Mr. Bacower, as I said, the deputy commissioner. And I was having comments with Ms. Commissioner Power over the tenure that she has served here in Atlanta. It hadn't been that favorable. So I come to you to say this. Here's an ordinance was passed by the city of Atlanta and signed into law. Houses 25 plus older being without connection to sewer should be able to have a prioritization connection allotted for these people to be connected. I mean, I want to know if I'm lying or not, because Ms. Asian, your former colleague, said herself, we're supposed to have these people get some kind of access to get to the sewer. But I was told by Mr. Bakawa, we got to just think about it, Brother Muhammad, in 2018, whether or not we're going to be able to take your information to the new administration and see if we can get the budget for it. I just heard money talking about buying trucks for work in the city. Oh, it's good, Ms. Shepherd, but I've been paying taxes for over 20 plus years in the house I got up there and been here. It's the same district where Ms. Keisha Lance Bottom come from. And these houses are the houses that had not yet been fixed with that connection. Some of them want it, some of them don't. But we had came up with a, he had put people that come out there and do some work on the surveying. They did the design. So I'm going to leave it with you and ask you this. Can you get me an answer so I can go back and tell my members there on Tail Road and other members, are we going to be able to carry this out in 2018? Because I wanted to be done back in July before the rain came in October and November. But that's okay. But I want to know, Mr. Chairman, can you get with your name, commissioner, and make sure I don't have to hear some information that, well, we got to decide if we can be able to carry it forward in 2018. Why waste the documentation?
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Appreciate your comments.
Okay, I ask you a question. Are you going to be able to have someone to get back with information so I can share it with our community?
Yes.
You're very kind, Mr. Chairman. Mayotte Hotel.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is ordinances for first reading. Motion to accept by Councilmember Shook. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Young. Santana.
Item number 1-180-1067, an ordinance by City Utilities Committee to correct ordinance number 170-1597 to reflect the correct amount transferred from the Northwest Quadrant Water System Improvement Project and added to appropriations for the Capital Project Reserve in the amount of $8,000,000 and for other purposes.
Prepare the vote.
The vote is open. This item is favorable and accepted.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is our two resolutions. Santana, could you please read the resolutions?
Item number 2, 18R3129, a resolution by City Utilities Committee to correct resolution number 17R4736 to reflect that the parties to the agreement are the City of Atlanta and the City of Sandy Springs for the State of Georgia Department of Transportation project number 0010385, the Sandy Springs Circle Streetscape from Hammond Drive to Mount Vernon Highway in Fulton County, Georgia, and for other purposes.
Any discussion? We have a motion for approval by Councilmember Shook and a second by Councilmember Shepherd.
The vote is open.
Can you show me in the affirmative, please?
The vote is closed. This item is favorable. 5 yeas, 0 nays. Item number 3 is 18R3072, a resolution by Councilmember J.P. Mazakite to authorize payment of stipulated penalties imposed by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Environmental Protection Division of the Department of Natural Resources of the State of Georgia in the amount of blank dollars as stipulated penalties for the violation of CSO fecal coliform operational standards pursuant to the CSO Consent Decree Civil Action File Number 195 CD 2550 TWT to identify the source of funding and for other purposes. And council member, the department does not have any penalties at this time. Is the request that we hold?
We have a motion to hold by council member Shook, second by council member Smith. Prepare the vote, please. We're joined by council member Bond.
The vote is open.
Can you please show me in the affirmative?
Six yeas, zero nays. This item is held.
Are there any next item on the agenda is any comments from the public?
Mayor Hotep, let me make this perfectly clear again. As I said, I moved in Atlanta after my military time that I gave, and I seen some of you all been on the city council back in the 70s and 80s, and it amazed me, Mr. Mazakite. I come down to ask about things occurring in a community that I live in. And I will walk and talk like black on a black skillet to get some resolution to what I bring to someone's attention. But what embarrassed me to Brother Anthony Muhammad, to come in a city like Atlanta, you had Martin Luther King festivities, and you just say you all want to be one in love. I'm living on a street don't even have sewer connection. I'm living on a street that has problems in other areas that I'm going to bring to the transportation department. They got streets that been 25 to 30 years ain't been paved. Some of y'all been 20 years. You should be standing on the side. Brother Muhammad, I'm sorry, Brother Muhammad. I should want to move you up to the front line. That's what your colleague, Ms. Adrian, said. You're supposed to have, in this city, audience to make sure that you accommodate people that have been lacking for service from the city for years. But what do? You sit around and just say no for the benefit of the constituents, that the little people. But you get these select folks you bring in this office, the select sororities and fraternity members, the Masonic Order members. You know what Donald Trump be doing. I respect Mr. Trump because he's making y'all know that you can't keep hiding saying you're part of allegiance and won't try to represent that allegiance. You can't be a Mason. Can't be a fraternity member, sorority member, unless you give your allegiance to something other than your own self. And I'm saying that what happened and been here. And I'm going to say it again. I thank you, Mr. Mazakite, for your words, because the last chairman made me feel very good about they had came to the conclusion they were going to make this work done. But to hear what I heard from no deputy commissioner, it's pathetic. We may have to see if we can get you on the agenda. Mayotte Hotel.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. We have a movement to adjourn in a second. So moved. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Sorry.